Christmas is a time that we go on a lot of journeys, isn't it? Quick journey to go and get the Christmas tree. Quick journey to go and see friends and family. And you've all journeyed here to come and sing some great carols and to hear the Salvation Army band. Haven't they been wonderful? And as you have come here, we've also journeyed from Genesis through to the Gospels to see who Jesus Christ is from all of Scripture. And I wonder, in the last four readings that you heard there, did you realise that there were four different journeys that were read out? And those are the four journeys that we're just going to look at this evening very quickly. Mary and Joseph went on a journey, the shepherds went on a journey, the wise men went on a journey, and Jesus himself went on a journey. So firstly, we're going to see the turbulent journey that Mary and Joseph went on. I'm sure some of you have gone on turbulent journeys at Christmas time, especially whenever there is a weather forecast and there's a little bit of ice on the road and every journey takes 10 times longer than usual. Mary and Joseph went on a very turbulent journey that very first Christmas. You see, they were going down to Bethlehem to the census. They were currently up in Nazareth. That was 100 miles away, roughly. And if you're going that journey today, it's a couple of hours drive. But 2,000 years ago, it was an 8 to 10 day walk. And they would probably walk alongside others for safety and for protection. But it wasn't just the physical turbulent journey that Mary and Joseph were going on. Think of what had happened. And the angel had appeared to Mary and Joseph, hadn't he? And said that you're going to conceive a child and that you're going to bear a child and he will be called Emmanuel. So can you imagine as they're walking to Bethlehem with this great crowd of others probably, everybody's saying, Mary and Joseph, she's pregnant but Joseph's not her husband yet and she's a virgin and what have they been up to? This is a turbulent journey. And they didn't even know where they were going to whenever they arrived in Bethlehem. There was no safety at the end of the turbulent journey either. But this journey for them ended in great joy because they seen the face of Jesus. The second journey was an urgent journey, and that's the journey that the shepherds went on, and that's the journey that lots of you are going to go on the 24th of December to get those last minute presents, I'm sure. But the shepherds had seen the angels and the heavenly hosts had said that the Christ child was going to be born. And they said, well, surely we have to go to Bethlehem to see what has happened. And verse 16 of Luke chapter 2 says that they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. This was an urgent journey. They left all the sheep, they left everything that they were doing and went to investigate what they had been told. This was an urgent journey. And their journey didn't end seeing Jesus face to face, but they then went from there and told others what they had seen. The fourth or the third journey is an expectant journey. This was the journey of the wise men who had traveled from the east to see Jesus. They had heard about the Messiah who had been born, the one who all of the prophecies was going to fulfill, and they followed the star in the sky to Bethlehem. These men came expecting to see the King of the Jews. They followed the star and they had come to worship him. Again, the one that prophesied from years ago, and their expectations were fulfilled in Jesus. Quite often at Christmas, we go on an expectant journey, possibly on Christmas morning, to see what gifts have been left for us. And there's that urge of expectancy as we run down the stairs to see what we have got. But here is the expectancy of coming to worship King Jesus as a baby. And they bow down and they worship him whenever they get there. And they bring the gold, the frankincense and myrrh, gifts of adoration, showing who Jesus Christ is. They too, like Mary and Joseph and like the shepherds see Jesus face to face at the end of their journey, and they fall down and they bow in worship. The fourth journey that we go is a sacrificial journey. And the journey that we have sung of in watching Royal David sin, it's a sacrificial journey that Jesus went on. You see, also as Esther read in John chapter 1, it talks about the Word. And that is simply saying that's Jesus. It said, in the beginning was the Word, in the beginning was Jesus, and the Word was with God. Jesus was God, and the Word was with God. And then in verse 14 it says that he has made his dwelling with us. Somebody said it's like Jesus has moved into our neighborhood. You see, at some point in eternity past, the triune God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, decided that Jesus would go and become part of the creation. The Creator would become part of the creation. The one whose very words spoke the whole universe into being would become an infant and learn how to speak as a human. What a mystery. Yet he would never stop being God, but he would add humanity to his deity, sacrifice and safety, comfort, rule and reign in heaven to come to earth. See, physically, this is a long distance, but also in terms of stature as well. And Paul, who writes later on in the Bible, described this journey and said, Jesus, being in the very nature of God, didn't consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. You see, the sacrificial journey of Jesus didn't end in the stable in Bethlehem, but he kept going on this journey of sacrifice. And 33 years later, ended up on the cross and sacrificially gave his life as a ransom for many. As a pick, meant for many, dying the most barbaric and humiliating way. You're saying, Keith, I've come here to sing carols and to get some festive cheer and to be encouraged, and yet you're talking about Easter and you're talking about Jesus dying. We're here to celebrate his birth. Well, you see, the reason why all these journeys happened, because it was a rebellious journey. And that's a journey that you and I and all of humankind have went on. From Genesis 3 onwards, where we have decided to live life our own way rather than God's way. To take the gifts of the giver, as we've seen in that video, the child gladly took the gifts of the father and yet lived her own way. We've all done that with God, and we've all worshipped and adored the creation rather than the Creator. And that's the bad news of why Jesus had to come at Christmas. But the good news is that Jesus did come at Christmas, and that is the real hope and the joy that we get to share with you this evening. You see, this evening you could be on a life-changing journey. As you come to hear about the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you come to hear of the Christ child of Christmas, as you encounter him, as you see him hopefully face to face this evening at the end of your journey so far, it could be a life journey, changing journey for you. Because as we come to him, we can find forgiveness for our rebellion and our sin. We can find freedom and we can find life to the full in Christ. You see, in all of our journeys, all of us are going to see Jesus face to face one day. The Bible tells us that one day we'll stand before him and we'll give an account of all that we have done. It is my hope and prayer this evening that you come to Jesus Christ and see him face to face as a friend that day, as a savior rather than a foe. And the decisions that we make in this like will have consequences for all eternity. The good news of Christmas is that the new life in Christ that we celebrate at Christmas, or the new life of Christ we celebrate at Christmas, enables us to have new life in Christ. C.S. Lewis, a famous author from Belfast, summed it up in this way: the two journeys that God went on and that we can go on this evening. He said, the Son of God became man so that man might become sons of God. It's our hope and prayer that you'll go on that journey, that you'll encounter God for yourself this evening.